Kelsey Litchfield reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm here with the Region 4 winner for the AgriScience Teacher Recognition.
I'm Joanne Pfeiffer. I am one of the advisors at Federal Hocking FFA, located in Stuart, Ohio, and I have been there as the ag teacher for about 15 years.
What inspiration got you here?
When I think back about what has molded most of my teaching career, I think back about what my high school ag teacher did and what I should be doing to promote my students' knowledge as much as what he has helped me. So I always think back about what my high school teacher would do, and I've tried to mold my teaching career after what he has done. So this award has basically been a lot about what he did with me as far as presenting problems and letting students come up with their own solutions to problems and applying real-world situations to the classroom.
What process got you here?
There's an application that you have to fill out and submit along with three letters of recommendation and then documentation in the form of pictures and scripts that you write.
How does it ultimately feel to win and being picked as one of the AgriScience Teachers of the Year?
It's really rewarding to know that a committee thought that you were probably doing a pretty good job with what you're supposed to be doing. And it's been really good from the standpoint that there's been a lot of community members back home that have gone out of their way to send a newspaper clipping or to come up to me at the county fair and thank me for the job that I'm doing. So I think it gave them an opportunity to thank me, which is not what I need, but it's nice to hear once in a while.
So from the standpoint of go all out, how do you encourage your own students to go all out?
I think not all of us can control how smart we are, but we can control how hard we work. And I think it's really, really important that we work as hard as we can at whatever it is that is worth our time to be spending it with. So I encourage my students to work as hard as they can, whether it's with their SAE or whether it's studying for an FFA contest or whether it's for a test in class. So hopefully my students know that go all out means work as hard as you can, and people notice that and they reward that in the long run.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.